Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual Town and Country Policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com. Or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, the cattle futures today were under quite a bit of pressure, about $1 to $1.50 lower on the feeder cattle, with August at 159.10 down $1.52. That was about 70 or 80 cents off of the low. September's down $1.20 at 161.52. October, $1.15 lower, 163.50. Just briefly looking here at the technicals, we basically just gave back yesterday's gains. You know, yesterday we went and tested the old highs in August and September, and so far, in at least August and September, they have been rejected. Now, like the January feeders, of course, they were down today as well and gave back yesterday's gains, but yesterday it did go up and make new highs. The live cattle today ended up a little bit lower as well. We were down at August at 120.60, down $1.80, and that was about 80 cents off their low of 119.82. That's the lowest it's been since the middle part of June. The next month out, October, 126.70. April way out there is 138.07, down $1.02. So overall, the cattle market just giving back what it had gained. The box beef has been sliding about $50 or so off of the high from a few months ago. At midday, it was up $1.08 on choice at 287. Select was down 40 cents. Today's slaughter was 120,000, right in line with where it's been normally.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Today's grain futures kind of held in there, held its own. A little bit of follow-through selling, I guess, with 6 to 9 cents lower on the corn. You know, yesterday corn was down 90, so wasn't that much of a surprise. But beans were up anywhere from 20 to 22. And the last half of the day, they rallied back up about 10 or 15 cents off of their intraday lows. Chicago wheat was down about 3, Kansas City unchanged, and then Minneapolis wheat was a little bit supportive here, up 8 to 14 cents. September's at 808, where it looks like it's going to settle. The general idea here is weather. This time of year, it's July, and July and August both are typically big weather markets, so every forecast has a big impact on what the prices are doing. So we're seeing that reflected in the market. Yesterday's big, almost a dollar sell-off in the beans with maybe just a little bit too much. The other thing we're watching, the next report is going to be next week. It's on Tuesday. It's the monthly WASDE report, probably reflect what we've kind of been seeing here. Crop conditions have been deteriorating overall for the corn and beans, and really the Minneapolis wheat, it's really struggling. It was down to 16% good to excellent, down 4% on the week. Currently, the equities are up about 100 in the Dow. Crude oil is down $1.18.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.